say we love the Lord tonight most of all. Amen. If I didn't get to say anything other than that, amen, it's worth every breath it took to say it. Amen. I preached a message one time about that feller there on the cross. Amen. A lot of folks, amen, when they see the cross, amen, they see that the Lord hung between two thieves. Amen. But I read the story one day, and it's been just a few months back. Amen. I got to seeing, amen, there's a difference made on that cross. Amen. And I believe that there's a feller got saved that day. Amen. And I believe even in the latter days. Amen. Folks say, well, preacher, we're living in the latter days. I've heard that. Amen. Ever since I was a child. But the Bible teaches me that even in the latter days, amen, God's salvation still stands strong. Amen. And I'm proud to see all the young folks here tonight. Amen. And I look around the church. Amen. And God's still in the saving business. Amen. He is. Amen. And I'll be honest with you tonight. Amen. We were sitting over to church this morning. Amen. This thought come on our heart. Amen. We just going to try to mind the Lord. Amen. I don't know. Brother Jeff said this mic will come on. Amen. We didn't have these over in Alabama, so I may mess that up. Amen. But you just pray for us for a little while. Amen. And we'll try to get ourselves out of the way. We got a little bit of scripture on our heart tonight. It's very familiar. Amen. Do you want to read with us? Over in the book of Romans in the 12th chapter. Amen. We're just going to read just a couple of verses. Amen. And God being our helper, I will try to get self out of the way. But tonight, don't know if you're here visiting. Amen. I don't know if you're a member. I don't know the trials that you may be going through. Amen. But I know the one, amen, that can handle all things. Amen. The one, amen, that's always been there. Amen. I like that song that sister sang. Amen. It said the potter knows the clay. Amen. I think about that. Amen. Brethren, you get over there, amen, and she sang. Amen. He said it wasn't putting no more pressure on the clay than it could hold. Amen. Amen. Glad to know that God knows just how much we can take. Amen. God knows exactly what valley you may be in. God knows what mountaintop He lets you stand on. Amen. Brethren, but you just got to thank the Lord in whatever state you may find yourself. Amen. One writer said to be you there content. Amen. And I begin to think about this morning as we was reading over the scripture. Amen. In Romans in 12. Amen. And we'll pick up in the first verse in the Bible said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you just as humble as I know how. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd just bless in this hour. Lord, now I pray, Lord, that you'd just touch and let us get self out of the way. Lord, that we might be able to preach the gospel in the full power and authority in which it's been pinned down. Lord, and I beg if there be one here tonight lost and undone, they'd realize that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Lord, these that may be falling you far off, Lord, I pray that you'd let them draw closer to the cross. Lord, and I pray tonight, Lord, you'd just have your way. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Tonight, amen, brethren, listen, I'd like to preach round about on. Amen, brethren, of our reasonable service. Amen. Amen, as they begin to sing that song and Brother Jeff began to sing. Amen, brethren, listen, about. Amen, I had to come by the cross. Amen, my Bible teaches me. Amen, brethren, listen, that you ain't going to get in any other way. Amen. Amen, brethren, they came a time. Amen, brethren, listen, when no other sacrifice, amen, was worthy. Amen, no other sacrifice could bear our sin then. Amen, brethren, but hear me. Some 2,015 years later, amen, the blood still applies, amen. Amen, it still takes the same amount of blood. Amen, brethren, as it did to save that fella. Amen, over on the cross, I begin to think about them fellas over there. Amen, brother, and they was hanging there. Amen, brother, and that fella looked at the Lord. Amen, brother, and he said, when you enter into thy kingdom, remember me. Amen, brother, hear me. Amen, brother, and it's just like Brother Jeff, the day and time we living in, they was a fellow that realized, amen, that they was a sin then. Amen, brethren, that they couldn't nobody pay except the one in the middle. Amen, brethren, and he looked upon him. Amen, brethren, he
He said, remember me. Amen, brethren, the one on the other side. Amen, still tempting. Amen, brethren, said, if you be who you say you are, bring yourself down from there. Amen, brethren, listen. And I can see the one. Amen, that's asking mercy from the Lord. Amen, said, listen. Amen, we've wronged. Amen, we've done wrong. Amen, but the one hanging in the middle, amen, he's not done nothing tonight. Amen, brethren, you hear me? Amen, you got to go by the cross. Amen, if you're ever going to get saved. Amen, brethren, you got to realize. Amen, brethren, that you was filthy and unrighteous. Amen, and your best deeds can't get you to heaven. But you're going to have to humble down. You're going to have to go in a beggar. Amen, brethren, you'll come up a millionaire. Amen, brethren, and victorious over eternal security tonight. Amen, brethren, hear me. Amen, brother, listen. Amen, now I'm going to go back to Romans 12 and 1. Amen, brother, he said. Amen, brother, it's our reasonable and due service. Amen. Amen, brother, hear me tonight. Amen, brother, if you, amen, brother, are going to live this walks of life. Amen, brother, just a little bit of reasonable service. Amen, unto the Father. Amen, brother, ain't going to hurt you tonight. Amen. These folks, amen, listen, I question the Lord. Sitting right there on that pew. Amen, brother, God, give me his thought. Amen, brother, listen. I left the fire hall this morning. Amen, that fellow said you should have been up early. Amen, seeking out what God wants you to praise. Amen, brother, I said I just sweat up on the Lord. And brother Jeff, most of the time, just find a starting place. That's all he needs, amen. It's just a starting place in your life. Amen, brother, he just needs you to open the door. Amen, and give him a starting place. Amen, so he can make a change in you today. Amen, brethren, you hear me? Amen, God's got to have a starting place. Amen, brethren, in your life. But guess what it's going to be? Amen, everybody's got to start out at the same place. Amen, the Bible said, amen, to come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Amen, brethren, hear me? You're going to have to start in the same place I did. Amen's on your knees tonight. Amen, brethren, hear me. Just a reasonable service. Amen's all he wants you to do. Amen, brethren, hear me. I ain't one of them holy rollers that'll push religion down somebody's throat. Amen, brethren, because I'm just going to be honest with you. The denomination ends at the grave. Amen, but the saved, Brother Tony, amen, shall inherit eternal life today. Amen. Amen, brethren, you hear me? Just a starting place is what God needs in your life. Amen, brethren, listen. Amen. I've heard testimonies. Amen, brethren, of young children are getting saved. Amen, brethren, listen. And there ain't many I remember better than my 13-year-old daughter in the flat woods of Alabama are closing out a Wednesday night prayer meeting. Amen, brother, her mama was gone. Amen, brother, wasn't there that night. Amen, brother, hear me. Amen, I praise. Amen, I got them to sing Amazing Grace. Amen, brother, and that 12-year-old, 11-year-old little girl, she realized that God needed a starting place in her life. Amen, and guess where it started? On her knees, amen. Amen, it's not a disgrace to bow down at an old-fashioned altar and say, God, I can't do it on my own. But I need you to start in my life today. Amen. And brethren, you hear me? Amen, you got to give him a starting place. Amen, brethren, but you hear me? I've been saved since 1992. On a Friday night of commencement, vacation Bible school on Mount Tabor Hill. Amen, brethren, that you hear me. Amen, there's been a many a time I've had to go back to my starting place and say, God, I've messed up. Amen, brother, you hear me? But brother Jim, the potter knows the clay. And every time I get back to my starting place, amen, God works a miracle in my life. Amen. God works a miracle in my life. Amen, brother, you hear me? Old David, get over there. Amen, listen, I'm just going to follow the Lord for a minute. Old David, get over there. Amen, church, you hear me? Amen, it's time in 2015 that we love people. Amen, God didn't tell us to judge them. God told us to love them, amen. God told us to show them godly love. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. You know why that's wrote in there? Because you won't harm yourself. You'll do everything you can to save yourself tonight. Amen. Amen, brother, you hear me? After that Friday night, amen, of Mount Tabor. Amen, it wasn't all about me no more, Brother Tony. Amen, but as I looked around and I took account, I had a mom and daddy that was lost. Amen, on the Friday night, and I'm not asking for no sympathy because it gets good, amen. Amen, I'm not asking for a better sympathy. But that Friday night, amen. Amen, brother, listen, my daddy come to pick me up. Amen, drunk. Amen. And Brother Rob met him at the truck. He said, both of your boys were saved tonight. Amen. My daddy was so lost, he didn't know what it was. Amen. But Brother Tony, some 15 years later, God done called them both to preach. One preaching on one side of Emmanuel Baptist Church and the other on the other side. I seen a little old bitty short statue man step out and come down an altar and give God a starting place in his life. And he just said, I wish I'd done it a lot sooner today. Amen. Amen, brother, you hear me? Amen. Amen, brother, listen. I'm talking about a little fella. Amen, brother, with a short man syndrome. Amen, brother, listen. Daddy used to tell me. Daddy used to say. Amen, I'm not going to be no hypocrite. Amen, and I can appreciate that. He said, when I get ready for God to make a change in my life, I'll go. Amen, but I'm going to tell you something. It was just by mercy that God gave him enough time, amen, to offer up that starting place tonight. Amen. God needs a starting place in your life, my friend. Amen, remember you hear me? Amen, church. It's our reasonable service. Amen, to love everybody. Amen, brother. And I'm going to tell you this. They sang a song over to church this morning. It's called Just One Time. Amen, brother. And I believe that I'm saved and sealed until the day of redemption. Amen. God ain't never had to do his part but one time. But Brother Jeff, I've had to go back a many a time. You hear me? I don't know how long you've been in church. Amen, brother. We've been pastoring since 2009. Amen, there's a lot of times. Amen, brother, and I'd go in. Amen, I know this and be mad as a wet hen. That and be mad as a wet hen. Hinder me, amen. Amen, brother, listen. But I'm going to tell you what God told me. Amen, brother, when he said it's time to go, said, don't let nothing hinder you, son. Just give me a starting place, amen, and I'll use you wherever I need you today. Let me tell you the difference between that one that hung on one side of the Lord and one that hung on the other. One realized he needed a starting place with the Lord, amen. Amen, but that one, amen, hard-headed. Amen, brother, listen, I told my wife when we pulled up on the churchyard tonight, I said, I remember the last time I preached at this church. Amen, it's been about 7 years ago. And I remember the message, amen, because I still got it in my truck. Amen, brother, and I listened to it. Amen, it may skip a little bit, and I may wore it out. Amen, but I preached on a little bit of trust, a little bit of faith, and a little bit of obedience. It'll carry you a long way tonight. Amen. And brother, you hear me? You know what she said? She said, I remember this church. Amen. Her and my daughter. My wife started out playing the piano a little bit. Amen. Brother, and then she got where she didn't go over there. She didn't beat on that thing as much. But I still ain't took it out of the dining room because I believe God still got a word for her. Amen. She's giving me a minute thing to go in the place up, but I like that piano to be in the house. Amen. Brother, listen, that little old one-year-old mine, she goes in there and she beats on them keys. Amen. I just want her to find a starting place. Amen. Amen. That God can use her. Amen. I don't care if she ends up on American Idol. I don't care if Hollywood wants to hear. But there's some angels in heaven rejoicing when she gives God a starting place today. Amen. She said, I remember coming here, amen, heard my girls. Amen. They sang a song together. One of the only ones she can play on that piano. It's called A Wall of Prayer. She said she come over here to this church, and the woman that wrote A Wall of Prayer, amen, was over here talking about it. Amen. I'm glad, amen, I can remember the starting places in my life, amen. I'm glad, amen, that I can remember when I had to start over. Amen, remember that you hear me. What's good about it? Amen. As I can take the devil back to the day I was saved, and he can't go no further than that, because my sin debt was washed away. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you this right here. There came a time, amen, when we needed somebody to bear our sin debt. Amen. And there was just one, amen, that didn't have to do a do-over. Amen. And God sent the best he had. Amen. To die for me and you, my friend. Amen. I don't know if you're here tonight, and I don't know if you're lost. I don't know what your family life. Many time I go down the road, amen, and I tell folks, you don't never know what's going on in that car right there beside you. Amen. You don't never know. Amen. Them people that you go to school with, you don't know what they're going home to. Amen. You don't know. Amen. What that co-worker's going home to. Them people at Mount Vernon, at Tabor Baptist Church, didn't know I was going home to an alcoholic for a daddy. But that Friday night when I come up, they loved me enough there wasn't an empty pew in the house. Amen. But everybody was in the altar praying with me today. Amen. I don't forget things like that. Amen. I don't. Amen. Brother, but you listen. Amen. I thought about this. Amen. Since that time. Amen. Listen, there's probably been a few of them folks that's praying me has fell on hard times. And you know what? They needed me to pray for them. Amen. Amen. They didn't judge me by my home life. They was willing to pray with me. So you know what? I'm willing to pray with them. Because God said it's my reasonable service tonight. Amen. I ain't got no hard feelings against nobody. As far as I know, I ain't got all against nobody. If you're here tonight and you got all against somebody, you're shame on you. You ought to be in the altar, amen. Brother Jeff may not ask me to come back and preach, but I'm going to preach it while I'm here. I got Bible to back it up, amen. A Bible said don't let the sun go down on your wrath, amen. A Bible said you got all one with another, you ought to go talk to them. Amen, brother, I didn't say text them. I didn't say instant message, amen, or Facebook. Amen, brother, I said go talk to them. Amen, brother, and see if God won't bring you through today. Amen. That one message I preached over here, I heard Brother Jeff say it so many times on that CD. Amen, brother, he said, amen, I love them children. He said, little children, and I've used this for a long time, Brother Jeff. He said, little children, they can be fighting, bust one another in the nose, amen, blood be streaming down their face. He said, 10 minutes later, they playing together. He said, you let a grown man and woman or men get in an argument, amen. He said, they can't even live in the same state together. Amen, brother, listen. Somebody's got to give God a starting place. Amen, brother, if you want to see a difference in your life today. Amen, when I left Old Niger Baptist Church, amen, I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. Amen, when I left the church, amen, I told my wife where I was going. Amen, listen, I didn't want to leave. Amen, brother. Listen, I told the Lord I wasn't ready to go. I said to him, my kids have been saved here. I know the ground's good. I know the water's good. Amen, brother. Listen, amen, I began to preach that night, and the Lord opened it up, cleared the waters. Amen, brother. And I broke down in the middle of preaching and told him, said, it's time for me to go. Amen, brother. Listen, amen, brother. I tell you this, I knew where I was going when I left. Amen. God won't move you unless he shows you which way to go. Amen, brother. So don't think God's in everything that shakes, rattles, and rolls. Amen, brother. If God don't tell you to move, stand still. Amen. And watch the hand of salvation today. Amen, brother. Listen, when I left, amen, I knew where I was going. There's a little church that's on the side of the road over there, and just so happened my pastor's over there. Amen, brother. Listen, there's another real close to the house. Amen. Matter of fact, where I saved at. Amen, brother. And God didn't lead me there. Amen. But listen, I joined Oak Reynolds Chapel Baptist Church, and I read to them the church covenant. Amen. The very end of the church covenant said, if you disassemble yourself with this body, reunite one with another body. Amen, brother. And I tell you what God the thought he gave me when I left. It's time to do some homework. Amen, brother. And I told my wife, I said, your whole family living in one house less than 5 miles from this church. Amen. My daddy lives right over the road. And everybody I know lives right here. Amen. I've been pastoring for an hour and a half away for 7 years. It's time to do some homework today. Amen. But you know what? Amen. I had to give God a starting place in my life. Amen. Amen, brother. We had a little old baby shower over there today. Amen. And I told my sister-in-law, Brother Tony, I looked at her. I said, I expect to see y'all at church next Sunday. If they can't fuss at me and tell me it's too far. Amen. Amen. When I was over there in Alabama, amen, they said, well, that's a long way away. You imagine how long Calvary was. Amen. But you can't get nobody to understand that. Amen. Brother, listen. You tell them, amen, if they'll take the first step, God will take the rest of them. But I said all that to say this, Brother Tony. Amen, brother, listen, I know they've done wrong. Amen, brother, but I had to be the bigger man and say, won't you come to church with me today? Amen. Listen, I know family some of the first ones to hurt you. Amen, I know that. Yeah. Amen, you know how many times I've hurt my father. I'm not talking about my natural daddy, amen. I'm talking about my father, amen. Amen. One writer said, amen, listen, we'll sin come short of the honor and the glory of the Lord daily. Amen, brother. And he said, but just to pray, amen. Amen, just pray. Amen. If I look back down my life, amen, I've let my father down many more times. He's never let me down, amen. But if I give him a starting place, he'll pick me up, amen. And listen, he'll put me back on the potter's wheel and just ask me to do my reasonable service today. Amen. Our reasonable service, amen, is all God asks. Amen. That's the thought that's on my heart tonight. And I want to ask you this, amen. I've had a young girl from Old Nazareth been texting me. Amen. Ever since I've been gone, amen. I married her and her husband, amen. Amen. And she told me she's been down and out, amen. The devil been on her and she's been battling, amen. Without a doubt, I know that little girl's saved. Amen, brother. But listen, she called me last week. She said, brother, I just need some help, amen. I've knelt in an altar with her. I've prayed with her, amen. I've done everything I can do, amen. I told her, I said, amen, listen, the devil's going to ride you, amen. The devil's going to get on you. I said, but you do this. The next time the devil tries to get on you, you just start singing Amazing Grace and counting the blessings in your life. Amen, brother. And you know what? The devil can't go no further than Amazing Grace because he ain't got nothing better to offer today. But all God asks us to do is a reasonable service, amen. Amen. All he asks us to do is a reasonable service. So I want to ask you, is your reasonable service too hard for you? Amen. Is it too hard? Amen. If you get down and pray for that loved one, amen, that you come over here and tell the church to pray for, amen. How many hours you spent in praying for him? When I read about the Lord, amen, he went back and prayed three different times over there. Amen, brother, listen, and they failed. Come short, he found them asleep, and he said, can you not stay awake for an hour? Amen, while I go pray. My friend, you ain't got no different complaint, anything other than what God went through. That's why Jesus Christ came. To show us, amen, we don't have no excuse. He was flesh and bones just like we was. He was flesh and bones.
And all he asks out of us, Brother Jeff, is a reasonable service. Reasonable service. I told that little girl this right here. I said, I ain't heard from her since then, but I told her, I said, when I got over there, amen, she was just fishing over there, dating one of them young boys over at the church. She was broke. She was broke, didn't live with her mom and daddy. She lived with her grandmother, and her daddy wouldn't have nothing to do with her. And her mama, she didn't ever know where her mom was going to be. And she came in over at the church, and they just showed her love, amen. God saved her in an altar on a Wednesday night over there. Amen, I got the privilege to go to her high school graduation, amen. I got the privilege to unite them in holy matrimony, amen. I know the story she's been through, amen. And I know God loved her, and he loved her. She loved him, amen. And I know God won't leave her, never forsake her. But my friend, I don't know what battle you may be in tonight, but I want you to know something. God knows where you at. God knows, amen, how much pressure your old clay can handle, amen. Listen, this is just clay covering these bones. Amen. The Bible said it's going to return back to the dust of the earth which it was formed. Amen. Remember, listen. Just give God a reasonable service, amen. And he'll bring you through whatever you need tonight. He'll bring you through whatever you need. It don't come on your time. It don't come on my time, amen. But he comes right on time. You look at that fella that's hanging there on the cross, thief, old folks called him. Thief. When you look at that whole judgment scene that took place over there, the world had done judged the two thieves and the Lord. And if you read about it, amen, the one that examined him said, I find no guile in him. He said, go back and examine him again. He said, I find no guile in him. Amen. My friend, listen, and you know what they said? They said, crucify him anyway. That's what the world will do to you, my friend. I believe that happened for a purpose for God to show us, Brother Tony, that the world will chew us up and spit us out. The world don't have a heart, my friend. It don't have a pulse. At the end of the day, it's cold and lonely. I'm going to tell you the only thing that's warm is the love of God. So if you're banking on what this whole world's going to do and what promotion you might get next week and how big your paycheck's going to get, my friend, I traded it all for a mansion. When I announced my calling to preach, I knew the world wouldn't ever think much of me. But you know what? I done seen what the Lord done for me, amen. And I done seen, amen, I tried to get out by leading songs. I tried to get out, amen, about teaching Sunday school. And then they come to me and said, would you be a deacon of the church? I said, boy, I'm going to get out of this. And, amen, I got over there and that done set me aside. Amen, for my ordination service come, the Lord said, son, you're going to have to go. Amen, brother, and I stood up and said, the Lord wants me to preach, amen, so I'm just going to preach. Amen, brother, and I've enjoyed my reasonable service ever since then. Amen, brother, and just give God a starting place in your life. Just give God a starting place. But I'm going to tell you this, my friend, if you don't give him a starting place, he's not an intruder. He's not an intruder. So many times I've heard people say, well, why'd your God do this? That goes all the way back to that judgment scene, don't it? If you be who you say you are, let you bring yourself down from there. There's reasons, Brother Jeff, in the valleys that we go through. And all God asks us to do in them valleys is our reasonable service. Amen. He'll bring us through. He'll bring us through. My friend, I don't know what you may be here tonight. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know if you're a member. I don't know if you're visiting. But I want you to know this, just give God a starting place in your life. When he takes a bold up in your life, just give him a reasonable service. That's all he asks for. Amen. You give the world 6 days a week if you have it that way, and we give the Lord the Sabbath. But I want to ask you this right here. What if you just stealed away just for a little bit every day and just prayed? Can you imagine what God can do in your life? Can you imagine the... If you get over here and God blesses you and pours out your oil and you drink out of your saucer, just imagine if you talk to him every day.
When you get up and you're in a hurry and you're running late for work, amen, just remember that them feet that just hit the floor, God give you the strength to stand on them, amen. Amen. And God give you the place that you could go to work, amen. And remember, amen, when you go in there, amen, and it's warm in the house, remember that God's the one to give you that. Amen, brother, listen. And when you look over at your family and say, I love you, remember God's the one that put that love there, amen. The Bible said God is love. Amen, brother, you hear me? God's in everything. You just got to give Him a starting place today. You got to give Him a starting place. Just a reasonable service. A reasonable service I give God on a Friday night on Mount Tabor Hill. And I didn't know church. If I told y'all some of my family's background, my wife knows. But if I told y'all some of my family's background, y'all think them folks is crazy. I do too, amen. But I'm going to tell you this, amen. I don't know what they have, but I know what I got, amen. Amen. And I know what God done for me. Amen. And I know, amen, I like the church sign out there. It said, amen, listen, a family that'll use an altar of family. Amen. Amen. Brother, listen, I tell you what I'm proud of today. Amen. I'm proud that God united me and my bride. Amen. And I'm proud that when I didn't feel like going, she pushed me. Amen. And I'm proud, amen, when she didn't feel like it, I'd push her. Amen. Brother, listen, we've always raised them children in God's house. Amen, brother, listen, I'm going to tell you how that started. We tried for 2 years to have a child. Amen, brother, listen, and we couldn't bear a child. Amen, brother, listen, and then, amen, she got pregnant, amen, after we had prayed and prayed and prayed. Amen, brother, listen, and before long, amen, I said, well, I'm a man. Amen, listen, my wife wanted a child, and amen, she's bearing one. Before long, I'd miss a Sunday school. Amen, or I'd miss a Sunday night. Amen, brother, and I was out there working my job that God gave me. Amen, brother, listen, and walking on the feet that God gave me. Little did I know that morning when I got up that my feet was fixing to be took out from underneath me. Amen, it never been a wind to my sail to be took out. Amen, brother, when my boss man called me and said, Derek, you need to come in. Amen, I got over. Amen, brother, listen. Amen, he said, amen, listen, your wife's called. Amen, listen, and I called her. Amen, and listen, she didn't get the answer, but the nurse said, hey, you need to come on down here to the doctor. Amen, I told that fella, amen, his big old fella, big old arms. Amen, and I just began to cry and fell over in his arms and said, you pray for me and my family. I got down there to Kennestone. Amen, they took me back to where she was. And she was just a squalling. I said, the baby's gone. My friend, I had let her down. I had let her down. And I felt like David over there for a few minutes. I got over there and I prayed. And I prayed and I said, God, if you'll let this woman bear a child, I'll raise them in your house and I'll do everything that's pleasing unto you. And I realize that I've come short. And I realize, amen, that I ain't allowed you to have a starting place in this baby's life. Amen, my friend, hear me. My oldest one's 13, amen. I got four children, and as far as I know, the only time they've ever missed God's house is the first Sunday after they was born. Amen, brother, I've been sick after that. Amen, but they don't have a choice. Amen, because that's where are we going to go today? Amen. My friend, you hear me? That's just my story, amen. I know I said I was going to hush, but God's brought me through a lot, amen. May not seem like much to you, but they opened that door, and amen, I looked in there, and I seen the woman that I'd lay down and die for, and one I'd always give her everything she'd ever. She used to have when she was 16 years old. She had a sticker across the front of her car that says she was a spoiled brat. You know why that was, amen? Because I told her she would. She said she was going to put it on her car, and she did. Amen, brother, listen, you hear me. When I walked down there that night, amen, I looked in there, and that woman I love so much, amen, she had lost everything she had been praying for. Amen, because I didn't give God my reasonable service that day. It's just a reasonable service.
But you know, by, as I look back, I thank God for taking that child. I do. God's going to do better with it than what I was headed into. He was. I can remember church members coming knocking on my door, me and that woman going hiding in the closet, acting like we wasn't home. Just young. Just young, amen. But God got my attention, my friend. We tried for 2 years to have a child and couldn't do it. Got to praying, God changed things. She didn't get to have that child, amen. We done stepped out on our own, thought we could handle it ourselves. You know what? I had to go back and give God a starting place in my life. Say, God, I'll do your reasonable service if you'll just let her bear a child. All it is reasonable. It ain't nothing unreasonable about serving God. My friend, Bible teaches me that he'll be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll be there, and he's the only one I know that can give peace in a time of death. You, many of you may be here, and some of you on up in years may have lost your companion along the way. I know all of you, amen, some of you's probably lost a parent, lost a loved one. You know what? Everybody in combined and say, I know exactly what you're going through. The truth of the matter is they don't. They don't know the heart and affection that you had towards that person. My wife knows things about me that nobody else does. My friend, I pray that God takes me away before he ever takes her. She's my stronghold a lot of times. But you know what? Old Cotton Bing over at Mountain View Baptist Church, bless his heart, just laid gathered to rest here a month or so back. He didn't know how to do nothing. He told us over here, he said, I don't even know how to pay a bill. She picked out his clothes, cooked his dinner, done everything for him. But you know what I bet he had to do? He had to go back and find a starting place. Go back and find a starting place. Said, Lord, I'm just here. Whatever you want me to do. Every morning's a starting place, Brother Jeff. Every morning. Yesterday's gone, my friend. Ain't nothing we can do about it. I'm fixing to give you an altar call, and every one of you can start a fresh starting place right here in this altar. Starting place, all it is. It ain't saying you done nothing wrong. It's saying, Lord, I don't know what's out them doors right here, but when I leave out of here, I want you to wrap your armor around me and keep me safe. And when God wraps his arm around you, amen, you can be right in the middle of a storm, never even know you're there. Sure can. It'd do us good to have a starting place with the Lord right here tonight. Man, you may be battling with something, my friend. You may have loved ones. It's battling something. Remember what I preached, amen. You can't have all one with another. You got loved ones, amen, and family members that you ain't talked to in forever. But you'd probably talk to them if they come to church, wouldn't you? You'd probably have something to do with them if they come over here. I'd hate to know. I thought it was just in this building. It's just a reasonable service, church. That's all it is. All he asks us to do is love thy neighbor as thyself. Love them. Just a reasonable service. I love each and every one of you now as your pastor steps out front. Man, I don't know what you may be going through as they come around to verse some song.